Hello, I'm Terry Gross, and you're listening to PRI, Public Radio International. We now join Andrew Sartorius for yet another episode of The River Chronicles. Today marks day 3 of my journey to the flooded forests of Brazil. A light rain that I awoke to an hour ago is still coming down. My Chaboclo River guide says that today will be the day that we catch one. We push away from his home on stilts, out into the flowing current of the Amazon. Paddle through the pristine canopy, and I can't help but think how odd it is that I'm in a canoe where normally birds would be flying overhead. After an hour, we stop, and I watch my guide's hands deftly and methodically prepare his fishing equipment. He begins to whip the water with one small fishing rod, while the other hand steadies a larger one in the water. About 30 minutes, he gets a strike. The placid water is see-through, and I can already identify the elliptical silvery-gray shape of the Colossoma marcopoda, or tambaqui. For a moment, I am astonished by the size of this fish. It must be 85 centimeters. The canoe begins to move slightly, but then it's over. The struggle's ended. My guide pulls the aquatic giant slowly into the boat. He smiles at me and points down in the water. As a seed drops from the rubber tree above us, I notice there are several more of these giants underneath the boat. My guide says it's going to be a good day. We catch 3 more fish that day. None are as large as the first. These smaller fish will be sold at market, but the giant will be consumed for dinner. I'm given the privilege of studying the fish before it's cooked. The tambaqui, or Colossoma marcoponum, has a very unique set of jaws, with teeth very similar to those of humans. It's easy to understand how this fish can crush the hard-shelled fruits and seeds it feeds on. 6 months out of the year, the river floods, and for those 6 months, the tambaqui flourishes and stuffs itself with food. I hear a boat coming and look to see my fellow research partner, Dr. Proper, returning from his day at the market.
They're getting smaller and smaller. The tambaqui that are being caught in bulk are younger and younger every time I go to the market. Oh my, I see you've brought home a fine specimen.
Yes, we have. I'm just about to examine the stomach contents. We go about splitting the fish open and looking closely at the stomach contents. We find only rubber tree seeds. This is the most logical reason for the concentration of the tambaqui during my expedition today. They have a tendency to find a fruit-bearing tree that they fancy and wait under it for their meals to fall. What an amazing creature.
What else was caught today?
Dr. Proper goes and examines all the other smaller fish that were brought home. He returns and says,
those are all larger than the bulk of what I found at the market. He'll fetch a good price for those. Isn't it fascinating how on our first expedition we saw so many giants, and now on our third time back, 7 years later, we've only encountered this one thus far.
Tambaqui is a big game fish here in the Amazon, and as I've stated, it's being severely overfished. The rain has stopped, and the sun comes out slightly. I hear the Chaboclo is preparing the giant tambaqui, and I smell the scent of lemon and fish. This river truly is full of amazing creatures, and every day I spend out here, I learn more about them. I'll see you next week, listeners. This is Andrew Sartorius, signing off.